producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, how good an idea is that? I would say it's a pretty darn good idea. All you have to do is dial me up. I guess punch me up just sounds so violent. It's hard to talk about it, but that's all you have to do, 855-993-7569. Okay, here's a pop quiz question. It's not easy to say. I have a lot of theater to tell you about today, too, so we have to make sure that we leave room for that. You know, one of the tragic stories is there may be a canned pumpkin shortage this fall. If you were, I don't know about you, but all the ants are on here. Everybody's got pumpkin-flavored coffee and pumpkin-flavored muffins and pumpkin-flavored health bars. This is the new thing. Have you heard about all? Do you hear about all these all the time?
Oh, yes.
And so the idea being that all this pumpkin, there may be a shortage. Or the canned pumpkin. I guess that has to be done far ahead of time, so it's probably last year's crop. I don't know. I don't know. That just seems to me that it's one of those things that that it's everywhere, and so now they're saying, okay, it's supply and demand. There's too much in demand, so we're going to lower the supply. I don't know. I suppose that's a little cynical on my part, isn't it? Okay. It's a random act of poetry day, so you can write a poem. Although you did notice that our creativity day did not exactly take wings, except for you.
Nobody else wanted to share.
I know.
What the hell?
Maybe they're feeling private, or you know, someone will, you know what'll happen. Someone will call and say, I was listening to your podcast and I wanted to sing you a song. Is that okay? And of course, you know me, tough guy. I'll say, yeah. It's National Frappe Day. Do you know where the word frappe comes from?
From the Latin to frap.
Close. Very close.
I don't know. I mean,
it's very, very good. Very good guess. It's why you'd be such a great fibber. It comes from the French word frappe, which means to hit.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And a frap is whipped up.
There you go.
Pretty cool, huh? You Matter to Me Day, you know where that came from? Albert Einstein. Matters neither created nor destroyed. I made that up. The Matter to Me Day I did not make up, but the derivation I made up. It's Balloons Around the World Day. You know, balloons have now become controversial.
Why?
Broadway. Well, because, you know, the helium balloons that you always kind of smile when some kid is, you know, helium balloon is going up toward the heavens and, you know, some kid is crying on the ground, which has got its own particular pleasure to it. All right, that was rude. But the idea is that those balloons come down at some point and they get into ducks and birds and swans and they swallow them and choke on them.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah, so something to be aware of. It's one more thing. I mean, there's sort of no good. There's nothing that's absolutely good for you. I mean, you know, milk isn't. It used to be I'd say, well, okay, the only things that are perfectly okay for you are shampoo, but then it has Physohex in it, so that causes cancer. Where you can tell you. In-person social contact may influence risk for depression in older adults. What does that mean? Oh, in-person social contact. We already know that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the idea is that the more isolated you become, the more prone you are to depression.
Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly a new finding. Teens with late bedtimes may be more likely to gain weight over time. Well, we know that people in general who don't get enough sleep tend to put on weight more easily. Your body needs stuff. And so if it can't get it from one direction, it'll get it from another. And so what I notice when I'm sleep deprived, I tend to eat more. So what can I tell you? And when I sleep a lot, of course, part of it is if you're sleeping, you're not eating. And they're now talking about an umbrella sharing system. That'd be pretty cool. We've had a lot of rain around here, so.
Well, it would go to combat the kind of phenomenon where you take up an umbrella with you, and then it doesn't rain, and the minute you leave it at home, it obviously.
Well, not to mention getting hit in the head with everybody else's umbrella.
Well, right, exactly.
So this is So, if we can share bikes, why can't we share umbrellas? I've actually shared umbrellas, and people have shared with me, of standing at a crosswalk, and someone didn't have an umbrella, and I said, do you want to be under my umbrella? And I've also sort of whined, and people have, not only this one guy down by where I used to work, I was sitting there getting soaked, and he said, do you want to be under my umbrella? And I said, yeah. And he said, where do you work? He walked me to work. And then, actually, no, you know what happened? That's not what happened. He offered to walk me to work, and I felt so guilty about it. So I walked him to work. He gave me his umbrella, which I thought was an act of pure generosity and trust. And then I went to the office, got my umbrella, and walked the umbrella back to him. And it turned out he worked for one of those places that you have to check in at the front desk. And I think they thought I was a terrorist or something. People are always deciding that I should not be allowed to do what seems to me pretty innocent. It turns out they have Vancouver. They have an automated umbrella sharing service that lets members borrow one whenever it starts to unexpectedly rain outside. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's called Umbra City. You sign up with a credit card and their email so it can track when an umbrella has been borrowed and when it's been returned. I'd do that. Wouldn't you do that? Signing up is free. Borrowing the umbrella for less than 48 hours is free. As long as you return to one of the multiple kiosks in another 2 days, you can keep on borrowing forever without incurring a single charge. After 48 hours up, you'll be charged $2 for each additional day you borrowed, up to a maximum of $20. $20 for an umbrella when it's raining is pretty cheap. I think that's a great idea. It's only available at University of British Columbia, just outside Vancouver. But I think we should all, I think that's a great idea. Right, and especially things, you know, where it rains a lot around here. And it also would cut down on, like, carrying an umbrella into a store. And, I think it's brilliant. I love that idea. Plus, you know, I must tell you, I love umbrellas because I grew up in Denver and you didn't have umbrellas. But we really didn't. The first umbrella I bought when I went to college in Texas because when it rained there. I mean, I suppose part of it was I was a little older and getting wet. It just doesn't seem to rain. It snows a lot in Colorado, and it hails sometimes, but I don't remember a whole lot of rain. Or at least I never had an umbrella. So I think that's a great system. I love that. And we've got the hog-nosed rat that got discovered twice simultaneously. There you go. Mission to the moon is planned in 2017. Do you realize how soon that is? That's in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go to the moon?
Do I get to come back?
Yeah. Moon's not very far away.
Sure. Yeah, I'll come.
I'll go? There. You want to do a remote from there?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we could do that.
Live from the moon.
You know, not only are we international, we're interstellar. All right?
Yes.
There we go. All right, let's see what else we got here. As I said, if you want to call me if you can early in the program. Well, just because I really want to, there's a lot of theater today and I want to get to it, but I won't do it at the expense of your phone calls. All right, in this day in history, this is my favorite thing. Do you know what proleptic means? A proleptic Julian calendar?
I don't know what that means.
I looked this up because I thought, I have no idea what that means. All right, now you know that the Julian calendar is different than the Gregorian calendar.
Right.
And in like 1586 or something, we switched from one to the other. Do you know that? Which means that things like Washington's birthday are not, you know, was not really ever the 22nd. It was like the 11th. All right, so before the Gregorian calendar is the Julian calendar. So proleptic means going from the Julian calendar, which obviously is Julius Caesar, which is supposedly about 4 BC, backward. Proleptic means going backward. And you had to deal with leap years and all sorts of things. So on this day in history, supposedly this very day, the epoch reference date is the origin of the modern Hebrew calendar in 3761 BC, before Christ.
Wow.
All right, so if you add 3761, let's see if this is, because do you know what the actual Hebrew calendar is? I don't. 2015 would make it the year 5776, which I think is what it is. So you could all write that down. Write down on your calendar, today is the day that we start going forward. Doesn't that just seem awesome to you?
Mm-hmm.
That we'd actually pick a day? I'd just say, well, sort of more or less in the general vicinity. I'd probably even get in the month, let alone the day. Somebody's going to tell us the time as well. 855-993. I know, it's one of those kind of random information days. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So we now have figured out proleptic Julian calendar. If anybody asks you that today, you can say, hey, I happen to know what that means. I had to look it up, and then I had to read it four times. It's not easy, folks, but what can I tell you? All right, in 1477, Uppsala University is inaugurated after receiving its corporate rights from Pope Sixtus IV in February of the same year. How would they know that? I mean, I guess we're still on the Julian calendar. We haven't gone to Gregorian yet. In 1763, King George III of the United Kingdom issues the Royal Proclamation of 1763, appropriate enough, closing Aboriginal lands in North America north and west of the Alleghenies to white settlements. Did you know that?
I kind of vaguely knew that before, you know, the Revolution, we were kind of not supposed to go there. And then that didn't really hold, did it?
Apparently not. Well, that was pretty protective of him.
Yeah.
Just saying, look, folks, leave him alone.
Kind of forward thinking.
Yeah.
Then we smashed it all to heck.
We sure did. So George, we always view George as kind of the bad guy here, but, I mean, that's pretty cool. There's a new play coming to Broadway, which I'm scheduled to see later in the month, called King Charles III, with the idea being that Elizabeth's son becomes king, which will not happen, I don't think. But I think that if at some point she actually is no longer on the throne, it'll go to one of the younger boys. But we'll see. In 1826, the Granite Railway begins its operations as the first chartered railway in the U.S., in the same lands that George is trying to protect. Wow. 1868, Cornell University holds opening day ceremonies. Initial student enrollment is 412, the highest at any American university to that date. So schools are pretty small. In 1919, KLM, the flag carrier of the Netherlands, is founded. It's the oldest airline still operating under its original name. Did you know that?
I didn't. That was kind of cool, though.
Yeah, very cool. I'm making you guys so good at Trivial Pursuit, which is like training people to take over my job for me, right? In 1955, Allen Ginsberg performs his poem, Howl, which I've heard for the first time at the Styx Gallery in San Francisco. And I think most people, including me, would have said it happened in New York. A beat poet, because that's where he lived. He lived in the village. In 1958, the U.S. manned spaceflight project is renamed Project Mercury. In 1959, the USSR probe Luna 3 transmits the first ever photographs of the far side of the moon. So this is a big deal day in history in terms of the space program. And for those of you, regardless of which side of the political spectrum you're on, in 1996, the Fox News Channel began broadcasting, which became the fourth major channel, right? Before that was ABC, NBC, and CBS. That was it. Think that's only 20 years. Less than 19, actually. Did you realize that? Of course, you're a baby, so you probably don't even remember. But that was considered a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
As ABC at one point said, we were the fourth network and there were only three at the time. So there you go. All right, so we've already talked about the canned pumpkin shortage. Do you make pumpkin pie?
I don't make it, but I do enjoy the fruits of other people's labors.
All right, we have a story. Do you have an Urban Outfitter where you are? There, I think they're all over.
There is one on Hennepin in Uptown.
There you go. There, they have this on-call scheduling.
Ugh, what a nightmare.
They said requiring workers to report for shifts on short notice. Did you know that's what it was?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd seen that article, and I was just kind of astonished that they could get away with that in retail, of all places.
Yeah. Now, the new rule is that you have to have your work schedule posted at least 1 week in advance.
Yeah.
Workers deserve basic protection, including a reliable work schedule. Do you know, I just saw something, which I think this is kind of breaking news because it hasn't actually come out yet, of bus drivers around a bus last night were all taking pictures with their cell phones. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. It turns out that apparently the transit workers are about to make a big fuss, which may end up in a strike, of saying that we want to be paid not per ride. Apparently that's, but or not per trip, but on a regular basis.
Oh, interesting.
And I didn't know anything about that. All I saw was this sign on the back of the bus, and all these bus drivers are taking pictures of it.
Well, that would really be kind of bad in like traffic or whatever, because you can only make so many trips and your time is doubling and tripling. And
the whole thing seems to be I mean, the workers, I mean, I was talking with somebody yesterday. What were we talking about? Because we spent a long time yesterday talking about Right to Die. And somebody was saying that they thought that this was part of a much larger movement. So the two most telling comments, I think, the one was saying, why do we treat our animals better than our own species? That if you have an animal, a dog or a cat or a horse or a cow that's suffering, you'll put them down because you figure they can't, you know, you don't want them to suffer. Yet we only have 5 states that have Right to Die laws at this moment. So that was the first. The other comment that I thought was startling and really provocative was she said, when did the state get to choose how we live, who we love, and how we die? And it's an interesting question. Because it wasn't always thus. It's an interesting question, isn't it?
That is really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And that we're beginning, that societies in general, and certainly the United States in particular, is beginning to re-examine those assumptions. So there you go. Abercrombie and that a whole bunch of different retailers have had the same rule of on-call scheduling. And apparently it's making a huge fuss, and it looks like they're not going to be able to do it anymore. So there you go. This was out of the Attorney General's office, and they had previously targeted employers who cheated or underpaid low-paid workers. They got more than $17 million in restitution for about 14,000 workers. So, I mean, if you go into any fast food joint these days, most of the prices have gone up. And if it goes to paying higher wages, I'm for it. I'm just not convinced that it is. And in one other news story that seems to me absolutely is changing the way we think about things, is Toyota expects self-driving cars to hit the road by 2020.
That's not a very long time either.
Like basically four years.
Wow.
4 years. And Toyota has been fantastic about this. They're the ones, they own like a couple hundred patents, and they've shared them with other auto manufacturers.
That's pretty great.
They've been fantastic about this, as far as I'm concerned. They said basically their whole thing is, if it's good for one, it's good for all. And so this is something that they're actually doing. But, I mean, that's 4 years from now.
Wow.
There said there have been rumors that iPhone maker Apple hopes to enter the car market in 2019, which is 3 years. Folks, the future is right around the corner. Ready or not, 855-993-7569. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. If you need to, if you'd like to call me, I'd love to hear from you. All right, so Trevor said, Joy, there's this great email. I think we need to take it right now. And I said, okay. So we're going to take the great email at this very moment.
Well, you know, it's never great when somebody's got something to work through, but it had a lot of ins and outs.
Important.
Very important. That's right.
All right.
And I just saw it pop up on Facebook. So it comes to us from Janet, who writes, I'd be very, very thankful if you could give me some advice. I'm a 24-year-old sociology/psychology student. I am nearing graduation for my bachelor's degree, and I want to continue my education. I live at home with my parents and spend school nights at my boyfriend's house. We've been together for about 3 years. I also have a son who just turned 7. In the summer of 2014, I was fortunate to be able to study abroad in London, England. and I've been given an opportunity to study abroad in France next summer. My boyfriend is completely against me studying in France. The program only lasts 5 weeks, but he refuses to support me. It was very difficult for him when I studied in London. He says I shouldn't study abroad again because it's selfish, that I have other things I need to focus on, like getting out of my parents' house and raising my son. On the other hand, I feel like it's an amazing opportunity for me to see how another culture lives while getting college credit. It's an issue that we cannot agree on. I've talked to my friends about it, who support me studying abroad. I've talked to generous family and friends that are willing to donate money to cover trip costs, so I'd be paying very little out of pocket. I have absolutely no debt, and my son would have no issue staying with his dad or my mom while I'm away. What should I do? I don't want to end the relationship, but he refuses to support my decision to go. Am I being selfish?
Honey, I think you've got a much more major problem than 5 weeks in France. My guess is that your boyfriend is not as educated as you are, and that is the ghost of the machinery, the gorilla in the room. I mean, I think that he is really threatened by the fact that you're getting a BA. You're a mom. You're living together with the kid. I don't know where the M word comes in this about marriage, but and I don't know anything about him except from your description. It's not about France. It's about you being away from him. You having a separate life from him. You having opportunities that he doesn't have. And I think when we love somebody, we support them and what's important to them, even if we don't understand it, because it's important to them. And two human beings don't necessarily have exactly the same perspective on the world. But the fact that you've got somebody to take care of your kid, it's only 5 weeks, you're not going for 5 years. And I would ask him exactly, what does selfish mean in this particular context? It's selfish for you to want to go, but it's unselfish for you to want to stay? I mean, what does that mean? And I would see if you really care about this dude, which I think you have to look carefully at. I mean, what does he bring to the party here that's so useful? I mean, you're living together with a young child and without benefit of marriage. I don't know if financially he is supporting you, but certainly emotionally he's not. And as I said, my guess is that he is not as well educated as you are, and that's going to be a continuing issue, because you are going to have opportunities he doesn't have, because that's one of the advantages of education, is it just gives you options that you might not ordinarily have. So I would sit with him. I'd go take a walk with him. Don't sit across from him. We've already talked about that. And say to him, what is the issue? And don't use the S word. It's not about selfish or unselfish. What is your concern? What is it that you would, what's your concern about this? What is, for 5 weeks, if you were going to take a vacation with your friends, I would certainly miss you. But these are your friends, and this is something that makes you happy. What is it about this that makes you uncomfortable? Let's see what he says. But I think you got a larger problem than this, which is, first of all, who is one adult to ever say to another adult, you can't do this? I mean, that's not okay. That's certainly what we try and do is negotiate, and it's certainly not unreasonable for us to negotiate from a position of what's important to us. But if we're in a relationship, that part of what we have to do is say, why am I making this decision? Why am I for this or against it? Does it have to do with me and my needs, or does it have to do with thwarting somebody else? Because I don't think love means never having to say you're sorry, and I don't think love necessarily means putting someone else first, but I think it means at least considering what's important to them. Because you don't want to be in a relationship where you're saying, well, why isn't he thinking of me? Because then he's going to say, why aren't you thinking of me? And the two of you are just going to get an arm wrestling contest. But I'd be interested in knowing what specifically his concerns are, because my guess is they're not going to be very pretty. And it's something that you're going to have to look at. Of, is he afraid that you're going to fall in love with somebody else? Did you meet him when you were still with your baby's dad, so he doesn't trust you? Is it that he is a control freak and feels that you need to be with him all the time? This is a tip of a very ugly iceberg, and I think the two of you really need to look at what it is. But bottom line, regardless, and I can't imagine a reason that would make enough sense for you to stay. But and look at it this way. If you stay, you're not going to forgive him. And he's going to feel that all he has to do is have a temper tantrum and call you selfish, and you'll do whatever he wants to do. That's not a great basis for a long-term relationship. But I'd be curious about why he doesn't want you to go. But I think you're going to have to look much more carefully at this relationship than you have. So, yeah, I think you should go. I think it sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. As I said, which is a little different, when I called my mom and said, hey, Mom, the Prime Minister's invited me to Israel, and she said, I want you to go. And I said, why not? She said, it's dangerous. I said, Mom, first of all, for that week, I'll probably be the safest person on the planet. Nobody wants, a dead American. It might even make the newspapers. But I said, there are times in this life where this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And if it's once in a lifetime, you take it, because the assumption that it'll come again is not an accurate assumption. That's what once-in-a-lifetime means. So, yeah, I think you should go. But I think if you care about the relationship, which it sounds like you do, and that's perfectly okay, you need to talk with him about not only what his objections are to this, but what his long-term goals are, how he sees the relationship as working. Because I think you've got a problem here that has nothing to do with France at all, and everything to do with his insecurities and what's really going on for him about this. Because saying to somebody, I don't think you should take advantage of this great opportunity. And look, it's difficult sometimes if somebody said to him, one of his friends said, look, I just want a trip to Hawaii, and, would you like to come with me? I mean, there's going to be a part of you that says, no, I don't want him to go. But another part that says, of course you go. That we trust each other, that this is a great opportunity, and that part of what you set up in a relationship is you want the best for the other person, not the least. So, yeah, I think you should go. But more importantly, I think you should ask him why he doesn't want you to go. And he's not allowed to use the S word. Selfish doesn't have any relevance here. Selfish just means you're not doing what I want you to do. All right? So, talk with him. If you need to talk with me, give me a call, 855-99-37569. And this fits right into one of our discussion points, which is, what do you and your spouse fight about? And again, the word spouse was kind of a shorthand, and we should probably say significant other, except every once in a while, even I get tired of being politically correct. And this is certainly a trip to France. Look, you have to be careful that when you oppose somebody that you love, that you're not saying, I'm jealous. Okay? Or worse, I don't trust you. Because I don't trust you is a whole different ballgame that really does need to be addressed. I mean, you don't want to just let that, you don't want to just let that sort of wander around, because it's dangerous. Alrighty? It can smack you upside the head when you least expect it. Alrighty. So, Trev, why don't we look at, what do you and your spice, that's a good idea, for a spouse,
yes,
fight
I
about?
Have. What your spice, what salt and pepper fight about.
Yes, and mustard.
And mustard. Right. Yeah, we can start right off. We left off with Tony, so let's go back with Arnie, who says, oh, wait, I can't tell if that's an A-M-I-E or A-R-I-N-E. It's his kids.
Yeah, as you hear, money is the major cause of breakups of first marriages. Kids left over for the second, especially when they're the husbands, because quite often he's the one, most commonly he's the one who leaves, and he's the one who feels the most guilty. So you fight him, and sometimes they coalesce into a perfect storm of not only fighting about the kids, but the money that goes to the kids. All right.
Yeah. Next is Nitra, who says his parentheses lack of listening skills.
Yeah. Be careful here. Let me just give you a kind of a brief overview of that. When we say to men, we need to talk, what they think is run, Will Robinson, danger. They figure we're about to nail them. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that, about how you get him to listen. All right. And part of it, the clue, is you have to be willing to listen to him talk about things you have no interest in, like baseball or the stock market or, his ex-girlfriend. You don't have to listen about that. But we'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay!
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Give me a holler, 855-937-5699, or we're talking about what people fight about.
Yes, we are.
All right.
And
let's do some more.
Yeah, Krista says money, ostensibly. It's a dollar sign. Simply enough.
Either that or we fight about dollar signs. You know, that was my dollar sign. No, it should have been an exclamation point. No, I was looking for a semicolon. Okay, I'm just making that up. All right, keep going. I was being silly. Keep going.
Allison said, not much.
That's helpful. You don't fight about much? That's not helpful. Not much doesn't mean never. As Trevor shared with us, that their fights tend to be about being cranky about something else and not sort of talking about the fact of something else. And the other person gets miffed because they think, all right, what did I do? Well, I didn't do anything, so now I'm mad.
Yeah. Even nothing can be something.
Especially nothing can be something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
What else you got?
Chris says, mother-in-laws.
Ooh. All right. Basic rule. Oh, wait a minute. There was one other thing I was
going to... Oh, yeah. You were going to expound. Yeah.
About... Well, remind me about what that was about.
Okay. Nitro had said his, parentheses, lack of listening skills.
Okay. All right. Here. Let me just... And we'll go back to mother-in-law in just a second. All right. It's the most common complaint I probably hear from women is he doesn't listen. But part of it is that... That quite often the things that we talk about are complaints, you know, that you didn't come home or whatever. So if you want him to listen and not tune you out, you occasionally have to say things like, wow, you really look great today. Or, gee, how was work today? And then listen to what he says. What we tend to do is we think that men tend to talk about work, about things that we aren't necessarily very interested in. Talk about their work or baseball. Most women, and these are, you know, huge generalizations, but nevertheless, they're generalizations for a reason because they quite often are accurate. And we're not interested in that. So we said, well, yeah, but what was she wearing? Well, they don't care about that. Or, well, are they having an affair? Well, I don't know. Men don't care about that. No, they don't care about it, but they're quite often uncomfortable about it. Asking men how they feel is a waste of breath and not... They'll tell you how they feel if they want to tell you how they feel. And they feel that they'll show you how they feel rather than tell you how they feel. So we perhaps need to tune in a bit more. But we have to be willing to listen to what he wants to talk about if we want him to listen to what we talk about, number one. Number two, we have to be organized and not just ramble. Number three, we have to not always be complaining about his lack of abilities, you know, not always complaints. And also not talking with him while he's doing things like watching a football game. Because we may think, well, this is a perfect time to talk. We're in the same room, and who cares about football? He does. So, and you've heard me talk, if you've got a serious conversation that you want to have with your guy, go for a walk with him. That men are really hardwired to view eye-to-eyeball as aggressive kinds of things. And you'll notice he'll either shut down or he'll get angry. Okay? And neither of those are very helpful. It makes you feel shut out. And make sure that you're not always sniping. One of the things that I convince couples to do, if they're coming to me around marital issues, is to have a gripe session. And that may sound counterintuitive. If people are coming to solve problems, why would you want a gripe session? And the answer is that living together causes abrasion. I mean, you know, just you're not the same people, that there are going to be differences of opinions about a lot of things. But if you know that you're never more than 6 days away from being able to discuss it, then the day-to-day sniping tends to, if not being completely obliterated, at least minimized. So it's not that everything you talk about is always a fight. And it works really well that Saturday morning you send the kids to watch cartoons or something, or you go have breakfast together, or you go take a walk together and talk about what, you know, the issues that have come up during the week. And by then you've had time to encapsulate them, present them in an organized fashion so it doesn't sound like you're just whining about something. And not only here's what the problem is, but this is what I'd like to see happen. And you may find that he's listening a lot more. And especially if you sandwich some of those, how come, you know, why is this not happening? To listen, you did a great job about this, or I'm so proud of you about this, or that shirt is terrific on you. I mean, that all God's children need to feel that they're appreciated. And sometimes I think our guys feel like all we do is complain to them. And it's somehow we become their mothers instead of, you know, we catching them doing things right, we catch them doing things wrong, we figure, well, if I don't say something, he'll continue it. Okay, and make sure from the Trevor School of Life that you're not taking an unhappiness from one area of your life and transferring it into another, and make sure he's not doing it either. But the listening turns out to be a lot more complicated. And then there's the listening technique of saying, okay, this is what This is what I meant to say. Can you tell me what you heard me say? And that may be a little, he may feel that as a little patronizing at the beginning. So you may have to do, when he talks to you, and especially if he says, you know, you never listen to what I say, or you don't pay the bills on time, or things go in one ear out another. It works for both of you. It's just called mirroring, to say, okay, what I heard you say was this. And so this is what I think I should do next. Do you agree to that? And it's basic communication skills, but it's amazing how often we just don't communicate very well. And words are the best we've got. And you can see that words aren't all that helpful sometimes. I've told the story before of being in a situation where I was sitting next to somebody and had this long conversation with them. And at the end, and they kept saying yes, yes, which meant I was obviously answering questions, that asking questions could be answered yes or no. And finally I said something couldn't be answered by yes or no and realized they didn't speak any English. So I'm happily chattering along and thinking we're having this great conversation. They understand a word I said. They understood yes and no. And I don't even know if they understood yes and no. They just kept saying yes. So you need to have periodic checks that say, okay, this is what I meant to say. This is what you're saying. And make sure that if you know, for example, if you've been with this dude for a while and you know that there are certain words that drive him crazy, you may want to think about not using those words. Just because you don't really need to have that adrenaline response as part of how the two of you communicate with each other. Alrighty? Alright, so we're going back to mother-in-law. Basic rule of mother-in-law. Most of us are not all that thrilled about our family, but we will defend them to the death if somebody else attacks them. So never attack your significant other's family, even if you think they're idiots. And remind yourself when you're feeling the most upset about your mother-in-law, that your mother-in-law raised the person you fell in love with, okay? So that you owe them that. And it also means that you don't sort of pull them into an argument of, well, my mom said you, because it's just throwing gasoline on a fire. Don't do that, all right? So we don't criticize other people's family. We don't, especially to our friends, because then it will get back to them. Second of all, we don't bring them into an argument. And third of all, we remind ourselves of the incredible debt that we owe them because they brought up the person that we love. Okay? I know, not easy to remind yourself in the middle of a fury, but useful. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.